in the 40s, just the key dates, 1941, December 7th, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. You were 12 years old. Do you have any recollection of that date?
Forgive me for laughing. We always listened on Sunday afternoon to the New York Philharmonic broadcasts on CBS. My mother, sometimes while we were listening, she would be sitting on the floor near the fireplace, trimming her corns from standing all day in the store. And she would be trimming the corns while we would be listening to the New York Philharmonic.
Corns would be like calluses on
calluses on her toes.
Right.
I remember when they broke in to announce that the Japanese had just attacked Pearl Harbor. So then, of course, at Horace Mann, we all collected scrap iron and things of that sort. And at Central, in the woodwork class, our project was to carve model planes of the Japanese fighter planes and the German fighter planes. And they would be sent around the country to help train air raid wardens so that they could recognize the silhouette of these enemy planes.
Hmm.
We were all required to do this, to carve these planes. I tried to help, but my carvings were so bad that none of them were accepted because you wouldn't recognize it much more than a chunk of wood that had been rounded off at the ends. Fortunately, there were some people in the class who were good at it. I actually did work with the Red Cross in helping to recruit people to contribute blood. Well, as I said, we collected any scrap metal around town and would bring them to Horace Mann. I didn't know till I went to Horace Mann as a student that it wasn't a solid block square building. In the middle was this gigantic playground. I don't know how many people were aware of that unless they went to Horace Mann. But in one corner of the playground, we could see the pile of scrap metal growing. I remember we gave Mother's sewing machine. My uncle helped us drive it to the playground spot.
What other items did you see in that stack?
Well, there would be anything metal. There were a lot of pipes. If it was a metal bathtub, it would show up there. No matter what size, they were eagerly sought out because they could be melted and used in the making of planes and so on.
During those years, you remember rationing taking place?
Yes. We had, what letter was it? It was the one that most of the public had, which would be checked when you were at the checkout counter at the grocery store, because only people with a different letter could buy extra gasoline or some things like that. I don't remember clearly what the rules were. All I know is that most families could buy standard groceries. Or you could buy a certain number of gallons of gasoline.
Tires?
They also collected, yes, rubber. So used tires. There was plenty of room on the playground for all those items.
So you don't remember how your family was affected by rationing? Whatever was rationed to
them?
We
got by. We didn't use the car too much. So we just needed the standard amount of gasoline. But people whose living depended on their trucks or their cars for driving excessive amounts could, depending on what job they had, get permission to fill the tank.